Well, hi, this is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, and welcome to our show. What a special weekend to have a Labor Day weekend. It's amazing when you think about what this holiday stands for, and I was listening today to the president speak out about our country, and you have all these families together barbecuing, you know, spending time together, and people actually get to relax and unwind and sort of regroup and think about their lives and think about the things that are important to them. And today's guest is so perfectly timed because there's really nothing more important than our health and our fitness. You could have everything in the world. You could have all the money in the world, but unless you're healthy, it doesn't really matter. And unless you're there to be able to be there for your family, for your kids, for your spouses, and for your own life. And so today's guest is, oh my gosh, she's such a gift. Her name is Jane Justice, and she is a certified holistic health counselor and a fitness instructor. Jane has been involved in dance, fitness, and sports her whole life. Gosh, she's sort of like me. Anyway, as a young girl, she loved being active. She thrived at being a competitive swimmer, a springboard diver, and a tennis player. And Jane received her BS in nutrition from Williams Woods University and completed her dietetic internship at the University of Iowa City Hospitals and Clinics. She's amazing. She then worked as a clinical dietitian in a hospital for a number of years, and though nutrition counseling was critical in the hospital setting, she found her greater passion to be in preventative health and fitness, which we're going to talk about today. Becoming certified to teach aerobics and combining these two passions, she was led to work on the NCL cruise line as a dietitian and exercise instructor on board to all of the passengers. And if you've ever been on a cruise ship, you know that's the best part of the cruise. It really is when you get to finally feel your body, exercise, swim, and get people to care about you. It's when you're on a cruise, that's really when you recognize and realize life and you say, gosh, I should do this more often and this is what's important and I really love the fresh air and I love entertainment and I love being with my family and I love... and. So to start there, what a beautiful place. From there, she taught fitness classes in Cancun and Mexico and Florida and Philadelphia. Don't you want to be in her suitcase in California? And she earned her nickname, Camp Counselor, from her friends and her family. And if you met her, she's so gregarious and she's so lovely, you would see that in an instant. And being involved also in competitions and pageants and modeling work, you know, while eating and staying thin and being comfortable with her body and running had really become a passion. She completed 3 marathons, 2 half marathons, and many short races. And running for Jane was a way of controlling her weight, and it was really what she calls a healthy obsession. And Jane understands, you know, the athlete as well as any occasional exercise enthusiast. So if that is you, somebody that just wants to play volleyball or just likes to roller skate or take your bicycle out on a holiday, she totally isn't aligned with you and your consciousness. Finding exercise fitness has always been an integral piece of the health puzzle for her. And so she combined her nutritional background and her expertise to fine-tune her own lifestyle. And then she decided to take others along on the journey. And we're going to talk about that today. She's amazing. Her love of the ocean brought her to California in 1987. So she is my neighbor and close to me. And so luckily I get to go to her classes and see her. And honestly, she is just a picture of health. We all want to just be just like her. It also spurred her interest in herbs and nutritional supplements and a way to heal the body. She studied Chinese herbs. She has studied all diet modalities. She attended the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York City, and she traveled from L.A. to New York every month to complete her studies. And that was not only challenging, but when you talk to her, it was also so rewarding. And I know that for myself. As a child, I used to do that. I was living in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and I used to take dance lessons in Manhattan. And that was a 2.5-hour bus ride that I would take every single day. I would do my homework on the bus on the way up, and I would sleep on the way back, and my mom would take me. But I was so dedicated to being a dancer. And so I know what that journey was like from Atlantic City, New Jersey, to Manhattan, just a bus ride. And Jane traveled from Los Angeles to New York every single month. So if you think about what kind of dedication she had, that's amazing. She has studied with Deepak Chopra, with Dr. Andrew Weil, with Dr. Mark Hyman. I know Mark. Wow. That's so funny. As I'm looking at this resume, he's amazing. And David Wolfe is also a friend of mine. T. Colin Campbell and Barry Sears. And that's just a few of the names on her list, thus earning her the title of CHHC, Certified Holistic Health Counselor. And she is a member of the National Association of Nutritional Professionals and the American Associate of Drugless Practitioners, which is just, look at these titles. Look at her background. I mean, she would be the very first person I would go to for health and nutrition and fitness. She is so dedicated and she is so knowledgeable in her background. Each and every step of the way has been geared towards perfect and pristine health. Along with her dedication to health and fitness, she is a mother and she resides here in Southern California. And I love, you know, you ask people what they enjoy doing. She enjoys cooking, teaching piano. I've never even talked to her about that, but gosh, on my bucket list of life, I would love to learn the piano. So maybe I'll go to Jane. That would be fantastic. And I can come back. Wouldn't it just be a gift? And she, of course, enjoys spending time with her daughter, which you can imagine. And if you've met her daughter, everybody enjoys spending time with her daughter. And also, you can find Jane on Tuesdays at the Farmers Market in Manhattan Beach as a resident nutritionist. She promotes all the local and the organic fresh fare. And she grew up on a farm with fresh seasonal produce and raising livestock. So she has a whole appreciation for eating whole foods and the importance of farm-raised animals. And I mean, that's something that I've really gotten into. And I would love to learn more about that. And she just creates opportunities for bodies to heal themselves through proper nutrition and exercise and supplements and sleep and less stress. She teaches us how to function at our optimum. She teaches us to be alive, to be vibrant. And she is just has such an individual approach of how she takes care of her clients. And so I'm just so blessed. And I truly think that there is not a better subject today to talk about on the show of Unlimited Life than health. Because it really is when we talk about life. And this weekend is a chance that we get to really contemplate this nation, contemplate our families, contemplate what's important, and certainly health is at the tippy top of the list. So I'd love to welcome, I'm so excited for today's guest, Jane Justice. Jane, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Nicole. I'm excited to be here.
That's incredible. You know, it's so funny. Mark Hyman, I know. So, I mean, he's a dear, dear, you know, friend of Deirdre Haidt, who has been on the show, and his work is just incredible. So, so excited to see his name on your bio.
Yeah. He and David Wolf's dynamos, you know, they're awesome. You know, they're full of life themselves, right? So.
Absolutely. And, I mean, and I remember seeing their work and being so moved. You know, Mark did a presentation at the Transformational Leadership Council, and I was riveted. I was on the edge of my seat, and I was like, that's what health should be about. And so I love it. You know, you're in line with that. And truly, you know, looking at your background and your bio and knowing you, even just talking to you and how vibrant and how radiant your life is, and everybody that knows you talks about you with such passion and such joy. And you know, people almost drag people over to meet you, and they're like, you've got to meet Jane. I mean, you're just one of these people that's just a gem. And so so I feel so grateful that you're here with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very sweet, very kind. I'm excited. I'm excited about life. I'm excited about moving today. So if you hear lots of noises in the background, I apologize for the noises, but yeah, let's talk about health. Let's talk about what people want to hear. I'm all about it.
No, I can tell you that, you know, today you are moving into a new home, but you move the world. You really do. With your expertise and your talent, you move people to better health, to better life. And so I think it's so appropriate that today is a day that, you know, you're moving. And so let's talk about nutrition. So how did you get involved in nutrition? I mean, I'm reading this about the way that you were raised as a child. And so is it always a passion of yours, or was it something you were just sensitive to, or that you had an awareness other people didn't have? Or do you look at people that eat Twinkies and say, oh, my God, what are you doing?
all of the above. No. Well, growing up, growing up on a farm, of course, I was aware of eating food from the earth, you know, like the whole food. And I thought that's the way the rest of the world ate, you know. So, no, but I think when I went up to college, and you hinted on it when you were reading my bio, I always was watching my wig, very active in pageants. Was actually Miss Missouri in 1977, many moons ago, in the Miss America pageant. So there's probably no more competition or concern about weight and body image than that. But I knew I wanted to be in the health field, and my mother actually suggested it. She was a nurse, and she said, you know, Jane, why don't you think about being a dietitian, nutrition? I'm like, what's that? You know, so that's what I did. So I did go to school, got my Bachelor of Science in Nutrition and worked in a hospital. And although that was rewarding, it wasn't my passion. I love to talk to people about health before they're sick or prevent disease and let them enjoy their life right now, you know, and stay healthy. That's the key, stay healthy. So that's what started back in college. And then from there, I did get the job on the cruise ship. And needless to say, I didn't go back to the hospital work. So that was much more exciting out there in the world. But there is such a need today for nutrition and for teaching. People need to know what they're eating, and that is the problem with today, is that we will buy something, we're in a hurry, we move too fast, we don't take the time to properly nourish our bodies. So we are, as a nation, getting sicker and sicker, and as we all know. So today I feel like it's really, truly, it's the most important work I can do, is to help somebody heal themselves. And that's my goal, that's my passion, or empower them. You know, I like to empower people to make their own decisions, you know. So
that's fantastic. You know, I look at health, and you look at people's patterns and behaviors, and so many people will say, I can't change. I have four boys, and they're between 9 and 17 or something. They have Pop-Tarts and Cocoa Puffs, and that's not going to change, and potato chips and hot dogs in our house. And how do you share with people, shed light, how important nutrition and health is?
Well, that's what I love about my work with people, is that with an initial, you know, health consultation with them, I find out what they're all about and what their struggles have been, what their goals are, where they'd like to, you know, be in their health, and what their challenges are, too, because from there, I do not talk about diet, because it's not about a diet, it's about lifestyle choices, because they really are going to have to eat like this every day and make those choices themselves. So when I talk about, you know, we actually make these choices together. I might suggest something that they could eat, and I might educate them on what's good. But as far as making choices for themselves, it's really up to them. Ultimately, they are the ones at home, you know, feeding themselves or feeding their family. So I like to empower others to have the knowledge so they can make better choices, bottom line.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. And that, you know, I know that you and I had talked briefly about cleansing, about detoxification and cleansing and colon cleansing and gallbladder and kidney, and I would love to talk on that. I recently had a meniscus tear. And when I tore my meniscus, I was just literally walking and on the Venice canals, and my knee just went out. And I went to two of supposedly the top, the, you know, one of the top sports guys from the you know, top sports teams in Los Angeles without, you know, saying their names or whatever and who he is. And then I went to the guy that was supposedly like the knee specialist that wrote the books on knees because of all my connections. And both of them are like, huge meniscus tear. We need to operate right away. And I was going to Vienna. I was going to work in Austria. And all I kept thinking of is to have knee surgery before I went to Austria and the cobblestone streets and the crutches and the thing. And I was like, that just was not a picture I wanted to do. And I know enough about repairing the body, you know, since I put myself back together again. And I have the tools and techniques to do that. So I did what I know works. And I put my body back together again. And by the time I came back from Vienna, I went to see the doctors, and of course, it was a miracle. My knee was repaired. I didn't need the surgery after I was told, like, immediately I needed the surgery, and of course, now my knee was perfect. But I was talking to Dr. Lise Janelle, who is a friend of mine, and she's been on our show from the Heart Center, and she was saying, oh, well, you know, knee, it's gallbladder. You know, there's a weakness in the knee, it's the gallbladder, and, you know. And so it's amazing to me that if your body is not clean, your gallbladder, your kidneys, you know, your liver, your colon, how all these other health issues can come up. And so how do we know that our body needs to be cleansed, and how do we cleanse it? And is there something we can do, like drink apple juice or have grapefruits, or do you need to have colonics, or where do you begin?
Wow, good, really good question, because everything starts and ends, quote unquote, in the colon. Really, if your colon isn't clean, your liver is also the first and second most important organs, the colon and the liver. So if they're not clean, your body is not functioning at optimum, but also it's setting itself up to disease, inflammation, poor health, ultimately disease and death. So we really do need to take note of our colon, especially now, in that because of the air that we're breathing, the things that we're doing, the stress of our lives, and also the foods that we're ingesting are not whole foods. They're chemical-laden foods. And those chemicals that we ingest cannot be broken down by our body's enzymes that were designed for food. Those are non-food items. So what happens is those toxins build up in our colon. And if you imagine a wheel, and the spokes of the wheel becoming clogged and dirty and clinging, the debris clinging to the walls of the spokes, well, eventually, you know, it's not going to work as well. You're going to slow down. So people get sluggish. They put on weight. It's stored in fat cells. They're tired. They can't think clearly. Their digestion is, you know, really, really poor. So things start to happen, and gradually there's, you know, bigger problems arise. So I say for people, let's start. I actually wrote a program that's very, very basic and very healthy, a 7-day, that I wanted to do something that was simple and easy for me and my clients to do. So with all the cleanses and detoxes out on the market, I said, well, let me just come up with one that works for me and will work for other people. And it's just very basic, eating whole foods along with my coaching. And, of course, there's a lot more specifics than that. But it's, you know, the amazing thing, Nicole, is that it really, really works. It's like people lose weight. They get back on a healthier, you know, eating track. They're more alive and vibrant. Their skin and their eyes, and, you know, they come alive again. And it's really, really cool to watch. But then they get in that cleansing mode so that they do this in another 3 or 4 months. Once they see how well their body responded and how good they feel, they're like, I want to do that again, you know. So very, very cool.
If you That's fantastic. Now, if somebody wants to work with you and to do, you know, these programs, how does somebody find you to do personal health coaching and nutrition coaching? And do you work on the phone or Skype, or do you just do personal sessions or groups, or how do your programs work?
All of the above, pretty much. I have a private practice in my home. Clients see me in person. I Skype with clients. I phone consultations. consults with clients because, you know, we're busy, and sometimes if we're down the road, we're still, you know, have to be talking on the phone. And again, my role is a health coach, and literally that. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I'm your supporter. I'm your accountability. So I know it sounds very simple, but just like you would hire a physical fitness trainer or a life coach or a psychologist for issues that you have, I'm just as important because I'm going to get your nutrition back on track. And more importantly, you're going to feel better about yourself. And that's the ultimate goal here is for you to, you know, take charge of your health. But, yeah, you can go to the best way to find me is to go to my website, and it's Jayne Justice, and that's JayneJustice.com. So it's my name, JayneJustice.com, and you should be able to read all about me and the programs that I have. And, of course, shoot me an email, fill up the help form, and shoot that over to me also. And I'd love to talk to people. I love to help people, and it's our time. You know, of course, I do one-on-ones, but, of course, I could do groups, or if you have a friend or an office that want to do a weight loss or a detox or something, that's fun to do, too, because you have the support of each other. So that's cool, too.
Absolutely. I know that even just at our local gyms, they have fitness challenges where you can sign up to be in a team of five people, and those five people are in challenge with other five people to be in the best shape, you know, by the end of the month. And so sometimes it's really fun just to be able to do that and have that kind of support moving forward. So it's always a good thing. And when you're doing something like a 7-day challenge, I know a lot of people will start to eat healthy and then they don't feel great right away. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I'm not going to do this because I felt a little nauseous, or I'm not going to do this because, you know, I had a loose stool. And people don't even realize, right, that their body is detoxing and getting rid of all of this negative energy and all of these negative things, and they should take that as a gift, because I know so often people do that even when they exercise. They take an exercise class and they're like, oh, my muscles are sore and I'm never going back.
And that's when they should go back.
And then when you see fads like apple juice or grapefruit, or, I mean, do those work?
Well, you know, everything can work to some degree because, again, it's following something that's a discipline. But typically what I see is that people need something to follow, because if we could do it by ourselves, we would, and life would be perfect. But that's not the way it is. And exercise and life and health and food and eating, I mean, eating is an integral part of our life, and it's something to be enjoyed. So why do we have to be on a diet all the time? So the idea is if we can get started on a healthy eating regime and little by little take these steps, pretty soon they become a habit and part of our life.
I love it. Now I've got a question for you. You have a teenage daughter, right?
I do, almost 15, help.
And so how is that with a teenager? I mean, do you keep her on, like, organic food, or does she go out and have chocolate milkshakes, or do you instill how important diet and nutrition is, or does she do teenagers or kids do cleanses as well?
Oh, my gosh, what a great – well, I get goosebumps right now because I'm just thinking of my old neighbor. She's just off to college. And she did a cleanse with me, and it really, truly transformed her life. She was an athlete, a softball player, and a runner. She ran the LA Marathon, and I was there cheering her on. But it literally changed her life in that she changed her eating completely. But so it can be done, with the proper guidance, and if they're ready mentally for it, and physically, if it's a good thing. Like I said, I deal with whole foods. Not products of different shakes and stuff. But going back to my daughter, you know, she is 15. She is a teenager. So doesn't listen to what I say most of the time. I think she hears me. But she's also been listening to me for a long time, what I tell my clients, what I tell, you know, she overhears, which is good, you know. And I tell her, I said, "These are, you have to make your own choices, honey." And so when we go to the store, she'll say, "I want this." And I said, "Read the label." So we flip it over, and I said, "Is that a good choice or a bad choice?" And based on that, she'll decide. And I said, "Okay, if you make this choice, how many times would you eat this a week?" You know, so we had this whole conversation, which is really fun to go shopping with clients also. But, yeah, it's tough. Kids are tough, you know. It really is because they're influenced, the foods that they eat at other homes, it's hard. But we can't be too tough.
I mean, I went to a house just recently, and they have three children, twins that are 7, and a little girl that's just turning 4. And they had a pantry in the kitchen, and their pantry was open. And they had the Cocoa Puffs and the Captain Crunch and the Pop-Tarts, and it was like one sugary cereal after the next. And you think, oh, my God, but this is how people start their kids. Like, this is these little 4 and 7-year-olds, and this is what that's it. That's their diet. It's like hot dogs and sugar cereal.
Very, very difficult. There's study after study done on children that consume sugar, high sugar foods, breakfast foods especially, and go to school, and we have hyperactivity, we have lack of focus and concentration. The brain does not function. Sugar is a poison. Sugar is a toxin, especially in these little bodies. I mean, I think that's our biggest, you know, mission right now is to educate the moms, educate. A lot of times we're not aware, you know, and if we are, we're not sure what the best substitutes are. You know, like if I don't give her Cocoa Puffs, then what will she eat that is comparable to or better, you know, so, or comparable and better, I should say. It's a tough one. It's a tough challenge. I do workshops on specific topics, and I host them at various places and in my home. And I love the workshop because then people can come without feeling like they're, you know, I'm talking to them directly. You know, as a collective, we're talking about nutrition, and I'm, you know, how to read a food label, what choices to make, even a cooking demonstration. So just by having some more information, sometimes stimulates the interest and changes their thoughts. So,
Could you give us a quick lesson on reading a label?
Oh, that's about an hour long. Well,
are just certain things to look for, you know, in general, that would be.
Well, first of all, most people do know this, but the ingredients that are listed on the back of the label, the things in the beginning are the highest quantity. So if your first ingredient is sugar, that's a big no-no. If the second ingredient is some type of sugar, or wheat or white flour or something like that, that's a big no-no. So first we look at what we do know from a label. Like we do know what those words are. We know what even MSG is. But MSG, monosodium glutamate, has about 7 different names. Hydrolyzed yeast and all these other things that somebody would go, hydrolyzed yeast, well, that sounds kind of healthy. But MSG is an excitotoxin, so we don't want to give that to our kids. We don't want that in our bodies. It's also a toxin. So there's lots and lots of hidden things. The companies do not want us to know what they're eating, okay, what we're eating. They don't want us to know, because if we did, we wouldn't buy it. So the, you know, the different types of sugars, so many different types of sugars, also aspartame, saccharin, all the same thing, one of the worst poisons on our planet. It has 6 other names. So, again, it's about, you know, educating yourself, you know, and learning those things that you can make better choices. So, and it goes on and on. It's a big subject to talk about, but those are some of the things that we should look for. You know, and if it gives us our if it gives us any vitamins, minerals, protein, and fiber and fat, good fats at all. You know, I tend to tell people, let's focus on fiber because we're not getting enough fiber in our diet. Therefore, going back to the colon issue, is we're not eliminating enough. So if somebody says, well, I go every day. I do you every single day or will you skip a day? Oh, sometimes I skip a day. Well, ideally, in the way a proper our body function is to go 2 and 3 times a day after each meal. That's healthy. What's average and normal is once a day. So we're already, you know, behind the curve, so to speak. So
that's so interesting when you say that. And so if, and then you see things like the colon cleanses or the Metamucils or things, and do they, you know, Fiberol, or are they safe products? Or are they things, or are there healthier, better ways to clean our colon? And,
well,
you know, because you see products, and they just say colon cleanse, and you're like, oh, well, I can just take this and add this to my sugar cereal, and I'm going to be just fine.
Right. Just throw a little fiber in there. Just throw a little Metamucil in there. We have done that. Well, first of all, not everyone should do a cleanse. And different products can actually be harmful to someone. So depending on where you are in your health stage. So first off, it's hard to find the right cleanse for you. Second, a lot of them do have other chemicals, natural flavors, things to make it taste good, things that, you know, you don't need either. So I like to go to natural food stores, too. They have much better products than, say, you know, the name brands that are from, you know, bigger companies. Sorry, the dog.
That makes so much sense.
Oh, that's okay.
I mean, I love the fact that you're moving today. And, you know, I have 2 little munchkins. I have a 2-pound, 3-ounce dog and one that's just over 3 pounds. And they love to be on the radio. I can't tell you how many times they get so excited at guests and they have an opinion, you know, so I'm sure there are many of my shows. So it's always nice to know that it's sort of a family background. And it just feels so wonderful to even hear the dogs or that as animals, you know, are so much part of the cycle of our life and our energy and our wellness. So yeah. I think it's just perfect that, you know, your dog would be joining in. And I know what a lovely dog that is because I've had the opportunity, you know, just to feel that sweet energy. So that's so wonderful. And then are there, you know, I want to ask you about chia seeds. Are chia seeds good too? And what are they good for? Because I see them. They come in a little. I went to buy some lecithin, and I went to buy some cacao. And they have the little packages of cacao and the lecithin. And then also the chia seeds are right there, but I didn't really know what they were used for. But I know that, you know, people speak very highly of them.
Oh, you know what? And now you got me on a topic that I love to talk about is superfoods. And thanks to David Wolf, he got me all jazzed and fired up. And I now have my superfood smoothie every day. But I love chia seeds. And we're just now getting to where we're, you know, learning more about it or it's out on the shelves so everybody can have it. Chia seeds have omega fatty acids, which is awesome. And they're high in fiber. Helps with your skin, helps with the fiber, helps with digestion. Chia is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful food. Love that Whole Foods had combined cacao and chia. I think you and I are talking about the same product. It's chia, flax, cacao, and coconut. I'm like,
yes,
oh, my God.
Yes.
I got to put this in my smoothie right now. So, But, yes, that's wonderful combo. So I remember, like, 2 years ago when I went to Whole Foods, I was like, where's the cacao? You mean the cocoa? And I'm like, no, the cacao, the real thing, the real deal. They're like, oh, we don't have any. We don't have any. I'm like, what? We don't have any. Get it now. Because cacao is an amazing superfood. It's amazing. High in fiber, Because most people wouldn't even think.
Can you tell our listeners what it is that are saying, what is cacao? You know, I'm sure people are taking notes out there and they're saying, trying to write chia seeds and, you know, whatever, flax. And so can you just break it down just a little so people know? Because, I mean, cacao is fabulous, so.
Yeah. Well, cacao is the number two superfood in the world, and the cacao is C-A-C-A-O, and it's from the cacao bean. It's an Amazonian bean that... it's really, really healthy. And from there, we can get the cacao powder. When you smell the cacao powder, and I'm sure, Nicole, you know this, it smells so heavenly. I mean, it smells like pure chocolate.
Yes.
Powder. But cacao is 314% of your daily RDA of iron. And I love that because we're not eating properly. We're not getting enough of the nutrients. It's number one source of magnesium, which is critical for cardiovascular health and so many other things. So we're already deficient in magnesium, and it's our number one source. It has anandamide, which is the bliss chemical, right? So it increases our serotonin. It's a happy food. It's a weight loss suppressant. I mean, right? I mean, people go, can I eat chocolate? I'm like, yes, eat chocolate, but eat the dark chocolate. And what else? What else? Fiber, I think I mentioned that. 6 grams of fiber in like a tablespoon. It's crazy, right? Sometimes we don't get that in a whole grain cereal or something like that. So it's wonderful. And it tastes good. It makes our smoothie really good. So
it does. I use a little cacao chips too, and I just absolutely love that. But I did, the chia seeds are always right there, and I'm curious. You know, sometimes like I put lecithin all the time in my cereals, and also, you know, in shakes and things like that, and maca, and I don't even know why I do it. Just somewhere along the line, someone said, oh, lecithin's really good for you, and maca's really good for you. And I feel wonderful all the time, but do you know why I do it? Do you know what my lecithin and my maca is for?
Well, maca, I mean, talk about a superfood. That's like number three. Nicole, you were just like going down the list, and we didn't even talk about this today, which is so cute. You're going down my favorite, goji, cacao, maca, my top three. So maca is, oh my God, maca is strength, virility, fertility. I mean, it's been known as maca babies because both parties eat a lot of maca. It's a root from the Andes Mountains. It's ground up into a powder. The warriors used to eat it before they went into battle so that they were strong and they endured the battle. So athletes, it's great for athletes, great for increasing sexual vitality and energy. It's also good for women, especially with dealing with hormones. It balances their thyroid. So another great, great, great food. Start out with a little bit, small amount, and build up from there. But maca is an awesome food. So
now there's maca also in a liquid form that you can put in water, right, too, that are little drops?
You know what? Honestly, I have not seen that. So I will be the first to tell you I'm not maca. I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised. But I like things in their purest form. Just like there's lots of protein shakes out there that some include this and that, and you know all these other things. I like to keep my protein powder very clean, one single item. Add my superfoods to it as I feel I need them in the right amount, because I know that a tablespoon of cacao gives me this.
And so then what kind of protein would you add to it? Would you add like a whey protein, or would you add like a pea protein, or is one protein? When you go to Whole Foods, there's an entire aisle of proteins and even little packets you could try of chocolate and vanilla proteins. And if somebody is looking to add protein, is there one you would recommend?
Well, that's a great question, and is and can be a taste by taste, person by person thing also, because I, for instance, don't like whey and how my body responds to whey isolate. Not a big fan of whey. I love brown rice, sprouted brown rice, which is vegan, and it's little grainier because it's rice, but it blends with everything. There's some really good brands on the market now. I love to go and buy those packets and go home and try them. And, of course, I'm reading the back of it to see what it's all about. You know, I buy the Sun Warrior. I distribute it. I have it for my clients to buy. I love Vega One, Garden of Life. There's a lot of good brands, but sometimes it comes down to taste, you know, because you got to like it. Make your shake every day or your family, you know, what they prefer. But I stay away from, really, truly, I stay away from the athlete brands or the, you know, the fitness ones. And not that they're bad, but they usually have more additives and chemicals in them. So I try to stay away from those. The cleaner, the better. So,
okay, it's great advice. And then do you know about lecithin? Because I mean, I've been taking lecithin forever, and I honestly don't know why, but I know I do.
You know, you mentioned lecithin. I'm going to have to look that one up. I haven't dealt with it in a while. It's a great mineral. You stumped me.
That's okay. You know, I know that when I was, you know, working as far as fitness and athletic, when I was tumbling and doing gymnastics and dancing professionally, we always had lecithin. And I know it emulsifies fat somehow.
Yes.
You know, they always talk about for the long, lean body, lecithin and apple cider vinegar and things like that, B6. You know, so I've been, you know, taking it for years, but I, you know, I'm so many years into it, but I can't tell you why I started so many years ago, but it would be interesting to go back and to know why I'm putting in my body, actually, what I'm putting in.
And you bring up a very good point, because lots of foods in combination with other foods are perfect food ratio, you know, like, that's when you're really getting the nutrition. Instead of just throwing foods at yourself and saying, okay, I'm going to take this because it gives me energy, you know, whatever. So it's good to look at foods, what goes in balance together. Like cow and coconut is a really good combo together. So things like that are probably, and so facilitators, like your lecithin is probably a facilitator, so.
That's perfect. And then what about, I would love to know. Thank you. And then we had a show on just recently. We had a wonderful woman that was on here that was talking about living gluten-free. And it was a gluten-free bakery. And they also did gluten-free cupcakes for children and gluten-free wedding cakes. And you know, should we be reading labels and not having gluten right now, or just gluten really affect our health?
Here's the bottom line with that. You know, wheat is a good food, right? It has nutrients, it has vitamins, minerals, fiber, but it's been, when wheat is overprocessed and the gluten part of it is in every food that we buy, we become intolerant to it. It's not that it's a bad food. It's just that we're like overdosing, and then our body's like, I can't process all of that. And so then our body is, like I said, becomes intolerant to it. And we develop either, not an allergic reaction, but intolerances, which are very different. Personally, I mean, look over the label again. I didn't mention that earlier, but when you look, wheat and wheat flour is in everything. So we're getting an way too much of it. So people are getting problems with their digestion, IBS, Crohn's, celiac disease, which is the gluten disease. So should we be concerned about it? Absolutely, yes. Are there better choices? Absolutely. Do we need to eat as much starchy foods? Oh, my God, yes. If you look at the American diet, we're primarily eating bread and meat. And some of us don't even need meat, you know, I mean, you know, that much of either one of those. And we're leaving out our fruits and vegetables. So, again, it kind of goes back to really getting back to the whole food and the proper nutrition. So,
oh, I so appreciate that, because certainly, you know, it's a big question, and for children. And for adults and people that have arthritis and, like you're saying, people that have Crohn's or, you know, celiac or any of these things. And the fact that we can properly eat the right foods and change, like you're saying, our skin, our hair, our health, our sexuality, our vitality, our energy levels. It's such a huge subject, and there really is nothing greater and grander than to have optimal health. And how many times do you see it where you see somebody and they just look radiant? There's just something wonderful, you know, about that. And I remember at one point I was on this incredible, incredible vacation in Saint-Tropez. And I was on a yacht, and they actually in one of my stories of my life, but I was on a yacht of a royal prince. And I mean, it was very interesting. I was flown from London and went with some of, you know, at that time, the family that I was friends with were friends with this royal prince, and the whole family, we were flown there and, you know, honored or whatever. And they brought in by helicopter every day onto this boat, like the best fruit that you ever saw, these passion fruit, these kiwi and these, you know, whatever that, and these papaya and mango and huge, these juicy pineapple. And basically what we had was the most luscious fruit and the greatest greens. And everyone, I came back, and it wasn't that I was on this yacht outside Saint-Tropez in the middle of the Mediterranean. It was what I ate was so alive, and it was so healthy, and my body felt so incredible just being fed and nurtured that way. And I never will forget that feeling. That to me outweighed the entire experience of, you know, the setting the scene, just the way I felt physically inside from what I was being given was amazing. So I love that you're talking about this. Yes.
No, I was going to say, Nicole, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but it is about how we feel. And we lose touch. We lose touch with our feelings. We're busy. We're connecting, but we're not really connecting with people. We're connecting via our fingers or email and not our voices in our hearts. And we need to connect with ourselves. We lose that too. And I love that you mentioned how we feel, because that's part of what I do in my coaching too. Again, of course, I'm teaching people about nutrition, but it really goes back to how does that make you feel and being more mindful. That's a whole topic, too, because when you're mindful and listening to your body and listening to how you feel and go, oh, that food doesn't make me feel very good. And you're like, oh, well, you know, and you just kind of write it off. Or you eat something like you just said, you were on this fabulous vacation, but the food was fabulous, and you go, wow, that was the best food ever. And you're just like, I want more of that. And something clicks. Something goes off up there, and they go, I want that. Because I know when I eat that, how good I feel, how much energy I have, how I feel ready for my day, and I don't, you know, I don't need anything else. So I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's such a really important part. I mean, most of my clients that come to me, they say that. I want more energy. I want to feel good. I want to get through my day. I don't want to feel tired. And that's what we're all looking for now.
Okay, so then that's a perfect lead-in, as you say that, to my next question. So we're talking about diet. And let's talk about exercise, because they really go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that even I was in driving today just to be able to do the radio show, and I saw somebody with a walker, and her husband was walking her, you know, and she was walking around the neighborhood with her walker, and of course he was getting great exercise and making sure that she walked with her little walker. And how important is that combination of exercise for our health? And then I want to talk about this extraordinary exercise that you are part of right now. But in general, for people, whether it be walking or swimming or having sex or taking aerobics classes or doing yoga or playing volleyball, or I mean, what is the benefit? Is, oh, should we be exercising every day, three times a day, you know, once a year, or
go skiing, you know, when there's snow, and the rest of the time watch soaps, or what's the combination?
Well, don't we wish we had that magic bullet, and we knew what that perfect remedy or that perfect scenario was, but exercise is so, so important, so critical, so essential to daily life because, number one, we are so sedentary. We sit in our cars, we sit at our desk, we're constantly sitting, which is the hardest thing on our body, and we're not moving. So whatever that exercise is that makes you smile, gets your heart pumping, lets you be outside or with other people, do it. That's the most important thing. But it's also absolutely critical. No matter what your age is anymore, because we're seeing kids at 20 having heart attacks because and getting diabetes, we already know that that's a major issue and a major problem in society. But we are, if we don't adopt this thing called moving and exercise, it's going to be very, very bad for all of us, you know. So bottom line is do what works for you, do what challenges you, do what excites you. I incorporate exercise because I'm a fitness instructor already. If a client wants me to work with them in fitness, absolutely I will. But I also make that an important part of our coaching, you know, because they go hand in hand. Like you said, you can't really, even if you ate perfectly and didn't exercise, would you be totally healthy? And the answer is no, because our body needs to get moving, and we need those endorphins. We need those feel-good feelings. We need to work our muscles. We need to build bone density. We need to keep our hearts and lungs very open and active and strong. So it's important, you know. So and whatever it is.
You know, when we talk about exercising, but there are some exercises that, you know, seem, whether, you know, you're doing yoga or you're doing ballet or if you're, you know, doing an exercise that is not out there playing football, you know, whatever that is, you're not out there like you were running a marathon and training to run a marathon, that can we get oxygenated enough? Can we get our muscles strong? Do we need a combination of exercises? Or if I just love yoga, or I just love ballet, or I just love square dancing, like is that one exercise modality enough to keep me healthy? Or do I need to do, what's that 90-day workout where you have to confuse your muscles? And
Actually, I believe in, I really believe in that, mixing it up. Because you're using different muscle groups, and you are working a lot of times with the different combinations, you're working your whole body. So say, for instance, if all I did was run, which is what I would do for a while, I'd run 7 days a week. So what's going to happen is we're tearing down those muscles that we use too much repetition, and we're building issues, you know, down the road. But perfect scenario is doing the combination. And I believe in a cardiovascular workout is very, very essential and critical because, again, it goes back to get our heart pumping. It's a great way to, you know, offset cardiovascular disease and also to bring our, you know, help with diabetes, keep our weight under control, cardiovascular, plus the stretching, the yoga, the deep breathing, Pilates. I mean, oh, my God, there's so many wonderful modalities for that. We need that, too, because stress kills, and if we don't calm our mind and our bodies, we're going to be in big trouble there too. And if you're dialed into sports and you love sports, do what you love, certainly. I mean, I was just down by the ocean today, and what a glorious day. I'm looking out there, and there's a whole group of lifeguards. I think they're lifeguarders swimming around the pier in the ocean. Then there's the paddle boarders. Then there's the surfers, and there's the boogie boarders, and there's the runners and the bikers, and I mean, it's fabulous. It's just fabulous. And then there's the walkers. And so we don't want to discredit any of that, and especially if all you can do is get out and walk, what best to just walk and be out with nature, chatting with a friend, it's the best. So keeps our brain
alive.
That's
why I think dogs are so wonderful, because people get out and they walk their dogs, and their dogs become their, you know, part of their daily exercise. And the dogs actually keep them healthy, or, you know, I love seeing people riding their bikes, and the dogs are pulling the bike or whatever that is. It's always so cute to see. Now, you are part of this extraordinary exercise phenomenon called Kangoo Blast. And the first time I heard it, I smiled. It's just the visual image, without ever having, you know, participated, is still something that just fills you with glee. And so explain to, you know, our show audience, because I have to tell you, this is, you know, the premier primo exercise, and how wonderful in our lifetime that we get to have, because most people, and I do say most people because obviously I've worked in fitness and health for so very long that I talk to, are like, I don't have time to exercise, and I hate exercising, and I hate going to the gym, and I hate pumping weight. And to make, I mean, when we're kids, exercise is fun. We go outside and we run and we kick cans and we jump in the pool, and then we're like, again, they go down the slide and they go back up again, you know, and we hula hoop until, you know, we can't wiggle anymore. And it's like, as a kid, exercise is so much fun. We don't even know we're exercising. We just know as kids we're having fun. And as adults, somehow we don't know we're having fun. This is the most fun exercise I've ever heard of. So share with us what the Kangoo Blast is.
Would love to. It truly is the most fun. I will tell you, I will vouch for it. I put my hand in the air. I was getting chills just listening to you describe it, because when I was first introduced Kangoo jumps, rebounding shoes, 4 years ago, I was like, OMG, this is like the best thing ever. Because I was, like you said, I ran and ran and ran and ran until my knees didn't want to run anymore. So when I discovered Kangoo jumps, I was like, this is the best. It doesn't hurt my knees, and I get a better cardiovascular workout, and I work my lymphatic system, and. So I'll go into all those ands, but it is like jumping on a trampoline, jumping on your parents' bed, and remember that feeling where you're just like, woohoo! So, and I was just teaching this morning, and a couple of the girls were going, woohoo! And it's just glorious. Because people get a big smile on their face, and we feel like kids again. And that brings me so much joy, but I know what health benefits they're getting. So I'm like, so tickled. I'm like, I'm so glad you're out here doing this with me, because the health benefits are so grand. And it's not as scary as it looks, Nicole. So, I want you to come jump with me very soon. And we go down to the beach and we'll have a great time. And, and it's wonderful. So, kids and adults.
I would love to. I absolutely would love. I mean, I love the trampoline. And I have several friends who have trampolines in their backyard, because they have kids, and they have the trampolines with the nets and everything in their backyard. And I'd love to go visit their houses, because I'm always back there, and I'm supposedly teaching the kids how to be on the trampoline. They're always like, Nicole, you know, come teach the kids, or come teach the boys, or, you know, whatever. The kids can't wait for you to come back and to jump with them. And, of course, as much as I love teaching them, for me, it's the great opportunity that I get to go in there and do all my flips and, you know, show off and have fun and play and safe haven. And, you know, I wish that I had a little trampoline right next door. They have twins, little four-year-old twins. Amazing how many twins I know. And they have, you know, a whole trampoline set up back there. And so I know the joy of it, but also I remember working with Dr. John Bray, and John always talks about rebounding. And he always talks about the benefits of, you know, being on the mini tramp and even just rebounding and pounding, you know, your hands down like as if you're drumming, and above your heart and, you know, above your head. And I know the indigenous tribes do that when they dance, and the indigenous tribes always had this bouncing motion in their dancing, and they lived to be like 140. And it really, so could you talk about the benefits of rebounding and the benefits of that motion?
Yes. I would love to, because I think that is truly one of the most the really amazing and most important health benefits of the exercises rebounding. There's over 300 medical studies done on rebounding exercise alone, whether that's the mini trampoline or the big trampoline. or Kangoo jump free bounding shoes. First and foremost, it works your works your lymphatic system, so the blood is flowing up and down. And I imagine I like a water in a water balloon, and you hold it in your hand, and you know how it bounces back and forth. You know, when you hold that string and it goes boing, boing, and that's the fluid flowing through and pumping the blood and the toxins, and you're sweating out the toxins out of your body, but you're stirring things up. So, you're eliminating better, and you're feeling better, and you're moving things around. So, imagine us been sitting all day, and then we get up and start jumping. Well, how awesome is that? So, first and foremost, that's a great feeling. And your endorphins that you immediately, with the blood flow to the brain, you stimulate those endorphins. So much like a runner who likes a runner's high, you can get this in the first 30 seconds, a minute, just from Kangoo jumping. And what better is to just clear the head, clear the fog, and get the endorphins going. It also builds bone density, which as women we need to do as we get older, especially. Again, that's a great exercise for that. So, and with the Kangoo jumps, you know, the really cool thing is the boots weigh 2.5 pounds, so you're getting a better cardiovascular benefit. 25% more increases your VO2 max, so you're actually getting a better workout in a shorter length of time. So, again, stretching those heart muscles and breathe in your lungs to breathe more. Burning calories, we all love that. So,
and now, for people that don't know, what is VO2 max?
Oh, your volume of oxygen. So you're building that capacity in your lungs to withstand more. Because your heart's a muscle, right? So if we stretch each time, because people go, oh, I'm so tired. I said, no, we haven't stretched those muscles enough. We haven't opened up the airways, and it has muscle memory. So the next time you come back and you do the exercise again, you go, oh, this is a little easier, right? When you do something that's cardiovascular. So you're increasing your ability to have more oxygen flow in your heart and your lungs and your breathing capacity. So you're strengthening your heart, ultimately. Yes, that's what it is.
That's incredible. Now, where does somebody get a pair of Kangoo bounce shoes?
Yes, where can we get those? Well, they're a European company. So I'm a distributor. I teach classes. Like I mentioned earlier, one of my trainer friends introduced me to them 4 years ago, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to have them. Bottom started taking the teacher certification and started teaching immediately. If you go to my website, which is my Jane Justice website, also has a fitness page on there, but I have a separate website too that has all this Kangoo information, and it's KangooClubSouthBay.com, and it's KangooClub SouthBay.com. And there you can find, you know, all the videos that I've done and some stuff that I've, you know, all the pictures and information on Kangoo jumps. And you can call me, take a class. You could order them from me. So, either way, that was.
And now that's fantastic. I can't wait to try them. And now, do they work like the same as when I work out, I put ankle weights on? If you're saying they're 2.5 pounds, do you have that same benefit where you're really starting to sculpt your legs in the process as well?
I'm sorry, I lost you just for a second. Can you repeat that, Nicole?
Oh, yes, of course. I was saying that when I work out that I use ankle weights. And so you're saying that
yes,
they're 2.5 pounds. So does that work the same way to sculpt your legs, the same way that an ankle weight would?
Yes and no. You're lifting that weight as you're doing whatever exercise you're doing. But the difference to having that weight on your feet and bouncing is that you're lifting your leg and you're bouncing back. So it's more cardiovascular because of that, because of the bounce. So imagine if you were jogging along and you were wearing those weights, what would your body be doing? It would be thudding down with the weight, right? Because it's heavier. You're like, boom, boom, right? And with Kangoo, it's more like boing. It's more like the up movement. So different body, different benefit from that. Because I remember you, I'm sure you do too, remember when we were doing those leg lifts with our ankle weights on, you know?
Yes.
And we were sculpting those muscles, and it did work. So, but different. And I do a body, when I teach my Kangoo Blast class, it's a combination full body workout. And I designed that because not everybody's a runner, you know, and I do, some of my classmates that come to my class, we do runs together. We do 5Ks and 10Ks together, which is a blast. But the class itself is more of a total body conditioning.
I'm so excited to try it. I truly am. I mean, this is something, ever since you said it, there's been like little stars in my eyes, you know, and things just light up, and because I truly, it just sounds so fabulous and so fantastic. And I love the diversity of exercise, as we were talking about that. I was at an event just recently, and it was 500 men. All these men were there, and there were maybe 3 women at the event. And before the event began, the person that was on stage leading the event said, well, before we begin, turn to the person next to you, say your name, and tell them 3 things you like to do for fun to break the ice. And so, obviously, there's a man next to me, and he said to me, ladies first. So I said, well, I said, I'm Nicole, and I said, I do high wire trapeze, and I ride bareback horses, and I race sailboats. And he said, is this a joke? He said, no, that's really what I like to do for fun. And he's like, I need to know you. But
I pale in comparison to you.
You know, but of all the things that I've done, I mean, I've been on the trapeze ever since I was a kid, and I do all the silks, and, you know, I ride bareback, and I can jump from horse to horse, and I can figure skate, you know, and I dance and, you know, do all the, you know, apparatus and gymnastics, the balance beam of the board, whatever that is. And, you know, I high dive off of cliffs into raging oceans. But the one thing I haven't really ever done is run.
Wow.
And so, you know, so that part of me that goes, oh, you know, I'm going to be ready. Am I going to be, you know, like it's new. It's all new, but very exciting. And I think what a great way for me to even get into that motion or into that part of my heart and that part of my oxygenation process is by coming to take your class.
Oh, well, can we swap? Will you take me to trapeze?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
And you know what I love, Nicole, as we were speaking earlier, but this stretches us a little. I love to put people in the Kangoo jumps because, first of all, they look intimidating. You know, they do. They look scary. They're big. They're bouncy. You know, so just like you, you know, put them on the ropes. You know, get people when you that first, you know, challenging exhilaration of putting them on or trying something for the first time. Is so great for your inner psychic empowerment, right? So, and once they're up and going, it's like, wow, this isn't so hard. I thought it was a lot harder than this, and they're just having fun, and it's all about fun. It should be, right? A little bit about fun. So, yeah, that's great. I would imagine flying through the air would be just as exhilarating, so...
It's, I mean, honestly, it's wonderful, and I love my life, and I love the things I do, but that's been the one thing that I've always said, gosh, you know, I watch people run, or even when we go to a lot of our meetings, people get up in the morning, and they go, and my closest friend now is running these marathons, and I always think, gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful if I, you know, as a runner, and we could run together, and I would run with her, and just that idea of running and that people that go through that zone and break through that freedom. And it's always been something that I've aspired to, and I've just been so busy and been doing so many other things and the things I love doing, you know, whether it's figure skating or horseback riding or dancing or doing gymnastics. You know, I have just, you know, I run to do a round off back aerial, you know, or something, or I run to do a front, like I will run into a trick, but I don't run around the block or I don't run. So, you know, it's a different concept that I would love to do.
Well, and like you touched on, it's something we can do anywhere. I mean, I've run in Paris. I've run through Italy. It's like it can take you to these fun little places that you wouldn't normally in Venice. Got lost, you know, running through the streets of Venice. So running is something that's easy to do. And certainly that's when, you know, the runner's high and that challenge of running is it's something that's what becomes an addiction for runners. You know, I've found that with my marathon training and running and the halves and all that. But, you know, I think our bodies are really meant to run. You know, we're not meant to stand still. So movement forward, you know, heel toe is the way we're supposed to go. So I think it's a very natural thing if people just would take it nice and easy and slow. And of course, along with that, we need to keep our weight, you know, at a good level so we're not putting the extra stress on our joints, of course. But that's where the Kangoo comes in because it's 80% less joint impact. So
absolutely. And that's the thing, Jane. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but that's the thing I think that's exciting me so much is because when I said I've always wanted to run. Like even, you know, when I was in, you know, elementary school or something and other people were, you know, running or passing batons or, you know, doing all of these, you know, track races and meets. And I was in the gym on the balance beam and on even parallel bars, and I absolutely am so glad I've had the life that I've had. But I always admired, you know, the people that could run. But the thing that I love is jumping. Like I love the trampoline, you know, and I love the fact that I love trapeze is because I love flying and I love the jumping feeling. And there is something, that's why I do no-handed flips and that's why I do aerials, is I love the feeling of jumping through space. And so I think for me, this is the perfect key to step into and combine the jumping that I love so very, very much and then being able to, you know, open those muscles in my heart and in my body and in my joints that have longed to be open for so, you know, for such a time in eternity that I've really, so I can't wait to come to your class. I'm so thrilled. And now on your website, does it have the schedule of how to take a class with you or where to go? And do people need shoes or do you provide shoes and do you wear your sneakers or are these shoes that go over your sneakers and what do you wear to your class?
Okay, I am so excited. I want you to come and run with me. You're going to be a runner. bouncing along. I call it lobbing along. There goes Nicole. There she goes. You can do backflips and cartwheels, and you can do all that fun stuff, too, on them. So I want to see that. I'll monitor that. I'll watch you. So, yeah, you can find all the information on my classes on the website. Both websites should have a calendar of my classes. I teach Thursday mornings in Manhattan Beach, California, and Saturday mornings I flip-flop Manhattan and Hermosa. I do privates. I do birthday parties for kids. What a hoot. I do provide the boots. I've got, so let's see, I don't know, 20-some pairs, so I have a size that fits you, and you just have to tell me you're coming and your shoe size, and wear a long pair of socks, bring lots of water, and we're just going out to have fun. So, yeah, and it's $15 class. And if you can buy a class card, it's even cheaper. My whole thing is I want people out there trying it. And most people, you know, are curious. They want to see what, you know, what it feels like first, and then once they get going, they really see the health benefits or they see the change in their body and they want to keep doing it. So
that's great. And so you don't wear your own sneakers. You just, these are like bowling shoes where you go and you put your shoes away and you put on the Kangoo shoes. And that's, oh my gosh, how much fun.
It's a hard boot. So it looks very much like a ski boot where it buckles in. It's, you know, all durable plastic, all replaceable parts. It's a T-spring mechanism for the springing, a patented T-spring, so that gives you the bouncy back. You're also taller. You're like 6 inches taller. You know, people go, whoa, you're tall. And how high can you jump? So it's a lot of fun. We get lots of great questions. Yeah, so
I provide the booth. You can, and then if you're really into it, of course, you can buy your own, and then you can jump anywhere, anytime. So that's the fun part.
That's so great. I really am so excited and can't wait to be part of this. So yay, I'm very, very thrilled. And then, yes, and I'm gonna gather my friends. We're gonna come down.
Bring your friends.
And we're gonna, like you said, have a little party. And
always tell my friends.
And then I wanted to ask you to, yes, go ahead. What you gonna say? You always tell your friends what?
No, I was gonna say if you don't have to come alone. Just bring a friend, and that way you can be silly together. So
that's it. I'm gonna come back onto the show and tell everybody I did it, and I was jumping, and now I'm, like a little kangaroo. And I just, the idea of the kangaroo, and there is no cuter animal. Whenever you see, kangaroos in the little pouch, and little baby, or there's just something in there that you just say, that feels so safe and so protective, that pouch and that idea of being that safe and that nurtured, and then being able to be safe and nurtured and to be able to move so quickly and to be able to get to where you're going and to be able to have fun. And so I even like kids that have potato sack races and stuff like that. And I love that you equate it to jumping on your parents' bed, because it's such a great image. And it's just something ever since we're kids that naturally we jump. And so I just, what a grand gift. So I'm so pleased. And then I wanted to ask you, because I know we don't have a lot of time left, but when I was reading your bio about how you grew up, so you were on a farm, or how you were, that you were saying, with or organic meats or fruits or vegetables. And so is that like naturally part of your environment, or does it just seem natural to you?
Well, back then, not to date ourselves, but
yes,
back then, small family farm, it was very common. My father's father was a farmer, so large families, and they all grew up, lived on a farm. I grew up on a farm, raised cows, pigs, wheat, corn. Truth is, we ate our own, the animals that we raised, and we ate our own food, right? We had gardens in the back. So I was very fortunate to have literally farm-to-table food. I had no clue that the rest of the world didn't eat this way. Not quite literally, but almost literally. So as very different chain of events today, we have genetically modified foods. We have factory-farmed animals. Raised animals, and it's not the same. It's not the same. Not only are the foods that we're consuming potentially dangerous and bad for us, and the way that we're ingesting those chemicals from, and the way these animals are tortured is entering our bodies and our children's bodies and our bloodstreams, and also the food is being ripped from the vine way before it even has a chance to become fully developed and contain all the vitamins and minerals. So we're really getting shortchanged today. So I feel very fortunate that I grew up on a farm. When I was younger, of course, I didn't like it because it was hard work. But very fortunate that I had that experience. And but today I'm very picky about what I eat, very picky. I only organic meat or farm-raised. Organic fruits and vegetables. There's dirty dozen, clean dozen, so there's things that you definitely should buy organic. Or the farmers markets. I mean, we're very blessed here that we have access to farmers markets in other parts of the country also. But then there's pockets of the states that aren't as fortunate, So it really takes conscious effort. It takes good choices. It takes education. It can be cheaper. It doesn't have to be more expensive. You're just eating differently. But I really think, in answer to your question in a roundabout way, Nicole, I definitely think it shapes the way that I am today. I appreciate good food. I recognize the difference. And I know the way it's supposed to be. And that's what I want for myself and for my children and for my clients.
I want to help them with that.
I thank you. Just what you're saying is so important for people, and the fact that it comes so much from your heart. And I think that that's what I really, I mean, in meeting you, you are such a beautiful light energy, and you are so radiant, and there's something about you that just draws people to you, and you listen so intently. It's like you listen with your whole heart and your whole spirit and your whole soul, and you're so present. And I've had a chance to have,
were they the cookies that you made that I think were the best cookies in my whole entire life? But I also know that, truly, I mean, I've never had a cookie that I did ever. And so it's like, yes, whatever that is, if you can tell me how to have more of that in my life, and that they're so healthy and they're so organic. But the fact that people can come to you and you can change their lives and you can give them a better quality of their life. And I know when we were talking earlier, you said something that just was so amazing to me. You said that you want to take health up a notch for people. And I've never met anybody that really does that the way that you do, that really on so many levels, whether it be with your cooking or whether it be the way that you pick food or the way that you raise your children or the way that you exercise or having an exercise that's more fun and hits on so many areas and arenas of what we need, whether it be a stronger heart or a vascular or muscles or strength and being able to oxygenate and to do the combination of all of these things together. And it's such an incredible tapestry of diet and nutrition and health and care and love and wisdom and, you know, knowingness and the everything that you bring to the table. So I just think, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful coach you are for people to be able to find your own work with you. And there is no better gift than to give people their health, because then you're giving people their life.
Yes. Thank you, Nicole. That's so sweet, what you said, and I really appreciate your words. And, you know, it is besides just a work or career or a job to me. I truly care about my clients, and it's a process, and I want to walk them through that process. It's not always easy, you know, given our circumstances and what's going on in our lives, to be healthy all the time. So we all need a friend, and we all need support. So I really do want to help my clients go through this journey with them. You know, and we can have, you know, the amazing thing, Nicole, is that our body always works towards healing. It rejuvenates new cells all the time. So how amazing is that? It's like all we need to do is help it along, you know, not go against it. So I always tell my clients, let's help our bodies. Let's honor our bodies. Let's do what's best for our bodies, or at least attempt to. And that's the best we can do. Right? It's the best we can do.
Absolutely.
We're not perfect.
Absolutely. And I love also the fact that you talk about you being a certified health coach. And my friend Raymond Aaron, who I, you know for certain is the best marketing guru on the planet. He is just a genius. And he's certainly one of my mentors and one of my greatest teachers. And he always talks about a coach, how you could have the greatest musicians in the world, but without a conductor, they're on stage and they don't play a note. And you could have the greatest athletes, but without a coach, they don't win the game. And so to have somebody that has your best interest, and that can say, you know, this is what you do next, and this is the play, and this is the pass, and this is, you know, play this before that, and this before that, and it's going to be beautiful, and, you know, become this incredible symphony. And to be able to do that with your life, to be able to be a coach for someone's life, and to be able to say, have this food instead of that food, and do this instead of that, and if you only tried this, you know, I bet you would have energy and vitality, and you might be able to get that business deal or that person, or be able to be there for your kid's graduation or your daughter's wedding, or be able, you know, to not, you know, sustain and not be sick and get off medication and drugs and, you know, not have inflammation, have the body that you love, and to be able to have that super set of, as you talked about, super foods. You have this super skill set that you know that with this combination, like you're talking about the maca and the cacao and that, you know, with this combination of the chia seeds and the, that you have something that's going to give you vibrant health and a radiant life. And so your background, your schooling, your desire, your ability, your knowledge, it's really profound. And, you know, and if you wrapped all that into the cookie you gave me, that was we're going to have to post the cookie recipe for all of our listeners and for all of our viewers on the show. I'm telling you, this is the best cookie in the world.
Oh, you are so cute. I love the cookies. It's so fun. Before I moved, I had to make myself a batch just to get through my move. So I get that. I mean, when I make clients, they're like, those are so good. But we customize them, you know. They can't eat peanut butter, we make almond butter. They can't have, you know, bananas, we use applesauce. So there's all kinds of tweaks to it. So we have fun with it.
And I love the way it was presented to me, because do you remember the commercial where the cereal, where they gave it to Mikey, and they said, give it to Mikey, he likes everything or whatever. And I remember that, you know, it was presented to me where you say, you know, Nicole, do you want a cookie? And I was like, no, that's okay, because I said, watch what I eat and how, you know, I only want something healthy. And they're like, no, it's okay, really. Jane made them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, in that case, I could have one. And it was amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I love, you know, bad things too, but bad good things, you know, because I can make these truffles that are to die for, right? And you'd probably like them since you like cacao so much. But yeah, there's so many ways to change recipes. That's the thing. We don't have to really eat. We don't have no excuse to eat bad. We can substitute things out, even in our favorite recipes. So it's doable. It's doable.
It was fantastic. And we only have a couple minutes left, so I just want to ask you one more time, please, you know, tell everybody on the show how to find you, from the Kangoo boots and your classes to your nutritional and health coaching, and just because there isn't a single person listening to the show that wouldn't want to improve their health and have a more radiant life. So
I hope so. We all could use improvement in some arena or another. I know that, right?
Okay.
So, Nicole, this has been a real joy.
Jane Justice. Oh, it's been such a pleasure. So janejustice.com, right? And then what was the Kangoo?
Kangoo Club South Bay. Kangoo Club South Bay. And I welcome anyone to have a chat with me or email me. I'd love to work with you if you want to change your life or you're committed to something. That's the team that we would make a great team. That's the secret, is being committed and committed.
Well, you know, I am on my way. I am sorry, I am on my way to your class. And so I just wanted to thank you so much for being here today. And I'm so excited to be with you. And I will report back to everybody after I take my Kangoo classes. And we will post some cookie recipes. But, Jane Justice, thank you so much. Just truly
thank
an honor
you.
And a privilege. And so wonderful, wonderful to have you here. Thank you again.
Oh, it was a treat, a real treat. Thank you.
Thank
you're
you.
Awesome.
Of course. Well, what a beautiful subject. What an incredible, incredible weekend kickoff. And she's just incredible. I'm telling you, I'm going to take a Kangoo class. I'm going to come back, and everybody should be finding Jane. And then tomorrow we have one of my dearest friends, and certainly on the bridal show, Susan Hamway, who is an attorney, and she does concordance law, which is incredible because it's about not going to court. It's about the highest high and the best for everybody. So whether you're getting divorced, whether there's somebody who's got something on your property, how do you, from your heart, work something out instead of having to go to court and do this boxing match? And how do you stay in your heart and make it a win-win for everybody? And she's just such a gem. And so I'm so thrilled that she will be with us. And then next weekend we have for Unlimited Life, Trine Jensen, and she does Success on My Own Terms. And how do you be successful without having to work for somebody else? How do you have your vision and your goals and make them a reality? And she is just impactful and dynamic, and she is clear, and she is brilliant and insightful. And so She's next Saturday on Unlimited Life, and then next Sunday on Hourglass Bride, we have Sydney Cressy talking about destination vacations. And just, oh my gosh, she is the best travel agent on the planet. So we have so much to look forward to. I wish you a wonderful weekend with your family and friends. Enjoy this time. Really contemplate your life, all the gifts, all the wonderful things in your life, and certainly the quality of your health should be at the top of your list. And so reach out to Jane. So I wish you all an amazing week. This is Nicole Brandon from Limited Life, and look forward to seeing you next week with Trina Jensen, Success on My Own Terms, and tomorrow with Susan Hamway on Hourglass Brides. Have a wonderful week and happy Labor Day, everyone.